When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And now we've reached the point in the show where Josh Ohnson reads the peculiar, the bizarre, the comical, the odd news with Ohnson. Odd news, Ohnson. See what we did there? The odd news with Ohnson.
Hey, remember when creepy Greg Doyle asked that question to Caitlin Clark?
I do remember that.
I want you to say, what did he say? I want you to say that to me.
I'm glad that you're here.
Ugh, weird.
Don't be weird to women.
He has indeed been suspended by the Indianapolis Star.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think it warranted that.
Well,
or is it for something else? Did I speak too soon?
I don't think so. So this
That's a long time to rule on that too, by the way.
Greg Doyle, this is from Bob Kravitz, who he's of blogs now. I think he's just like, you know, former columnist. He's like, yeah, I still want to write stuff, but I don't want to work, you know, that kind of thing. Greg Doyle, the Indianapolis Star columnist, who was roundly criticized for his actions during Caitlin Clark's introductory press conference on April 17th, is in the middle of a two-week suspension handed down by the Star's owners, according to multiple sources. He will not attend any Fever games this summer, but will continue to write columns about the team from watching them at home on his television.
Oh. This is wildly speculating here, but I wonder if afterwards Caitlin Clark said, I don't want that guy near me.
I don't know. It doesn't really seem like her.
It doesn't seem like her, but or maybe the team.
Maybe the team was just like, why don't we just keep some distance?
Let's be overprotective of our superstar.
Doyle, who has reached today, would not address the issue, choosing to lay low and prepare for a trip to visit his son, according to sources. He is expected to return Monday. I wonder who his source is. Probably Greg Doyle.
Seems likely.
Greg Doyle's most recent column, a Colts-related piece, was published April 29th. He's not written a word since, despite the fact that the Pacers are in the throes of a second-round playoff series against the Knicks. The Star had hoped to keep this under wraps, but it's hard to hide the fact that a lead columnist at a major metro newspaper has disappeared just weeks after an uncomfortable and unfortunate give and take with Clark at a significant press conference. There you go. Suspended. Anyway, Josh, the odd news.
I did not see that coming, I'll be honest. I don't know if you heard this, Connor, but Drake and Kendrick Lamar don't like each other.
Yes, that appears to be clear now.
Mm-hmm. They are in the throes, probably towards the end of the throes, of one of the biggest rap feuds of the last two decades.
Oh, are we sure it's coming to an end, you think?
I don't know where else it could escalate to other than...
Oh, there's always more words, Josh.
Death.
There's always more words to say.
I mean, I don't know if any other children are in hiding, but we'll see. In one of the diss tracks, Kendrick Lamar said that he was going to put a little sweet chin music to Drake. Sweet chin.
He was going to throw a fastball up underneath him?
No, more like a wrestling move, the super kick to one's chin and jaw area.
Okay.
Well, as to be expected, the WWE has pounced on this and offered Kendrick Lamar and Drake an opportunity to squash their beef inside a WWE ring.
Okay, so if they do this, which they won't.
They won't.
Because they actually hate each other.
Mm-hmm, right.
It would, like, then you could just say, okay, this whole thing was just for clicks the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
You guys got your songs out of it, got a bunch of talk in the press, and then you're going to fake wrestle at a wrestling event? No, please don't do this.
Yeah, don't.
Not every feud needs to escalate to a celebrity boxing match or a WWE wrestling event.
That's, I knew you loved celebrity boxing, so I wanted to make sure we included this in the
I am so out on celebrity boxing.
Wrestling legend Shawn Michaels tweeted the idea as he gave many a man sweet chin music over the course of his wrestling career. Kendrick, you and Drake are formally invited to WWE to settle this thing. I'm even offering my services to mediate.
That's nice.
That's, yeah, very big of him.
I'll offer my services to mediate.
And be seen in public with you. But yeah, that's absolutely.
Don't do that.
Not going to happen.
No, don't do that.
Not going to happen. But
I just wait. So apparently since that Euphoria one, there's been six more diss tracks.
That's right. That's right. There's many are accusing it. There being of a mole in Drake's camp, feeding information to Kendrick Lamar.
Interesting.
Which I find fascinating, by the way. We go to the North Carolina lottery, where, you know, I'm always on top of my North Carolina lottery news. Good Capri Sun during the break?
Very good.
Okay. Oh, how dare you ASMR food and drink on the show? That's my bit.
This is my only time to do anything besides talk.
The pick three contest in North Carolina this week ended in the winning numbers 666. And as you can imagine, that created a lot of winners. 5,662 people won the quote-unquote top prize. The three-digit combination was drawn last night in their pick three drawing, leading to $2.1 million in prizes being owed. The 50-cent pick three ticket carries a top prize of $250. So
they had to split $250 more than 500 ways?
No, I believe they had to pay out $250 5,662 times.
Oh, okay. And that totals?
$2.1 million.
Sorry, I didn't follow. There was too many numbers.
You were in a Capri Sun.
No. I was listening. I just did, there was just so many numbers all at once.
Well, 250 times 5,662 is...
I got it.
1.41 million.
Okay.
So there must have been some like, oh, you got two numbers right, that gets this amount of money, you know, something like that.
Gotcha.
That's a lot. It's a lot of winners.
That's usually the story with these lotteries, right? It turned out, I mean, it's like a Bruce Almighty situation. Just like a Bruce Almighty, you know what happens in Bruce Almighty. Everyone prays to win the lottery,
mm-hmm.
and then Bruce, aka God, is making all of the prayers come true, and all of a sudden everybody in Buffalo wins the lottery. But there's a lot of people in Buffalo who prayed to win the lottery, mm-hmm. and so they all get like $5 a piece or mm-hmm. something like that.
Careful what you wish for.
Exactly. That was the story of Bruce Almighty. Josh, watch Bruce Almighty with me.
Okay. Love Bruce Almighty.
Yeah, that's a my kind of movie.
That's the good one.
Yeah, Evan Almighty was bad.
Yeah.
I mean, Bruce Almighty was bad too, but it wasn't as bad as Evan Almighty.
It worked. That movie worked. We go to China for our final story.
Dana.
There's these Chinese counterfeit rings, man. They're getting out of hand. A zoo in China sparked all-out pandemonium after they dressed dogs as pandas because they didn't have any pandas.
Yikes.
The fake pandas unveiled May 1st at a zoo in China were actually chow chow dogs, big-haired breed from northern China. They put the so-called panda dogs on display in an enclosure every day from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., attracting throngs of people despite the rather obvious fact that they were not pandas.
I don't know. Like, if you get one of those zoo guys who's like, or zoo girls or whatever, that comes along and they're wearing like the zoo outfit, you know, they're head to toe in khaki.
Yeah.
And they come around and they'll be like, this is a very rare breed of whatever, you know, panda. Like, they could give, I would probably think to myself, that just looks like a dog to me. But then the appropriate response by that person, if you're continuing on with a lie, would be, well, that's just what they look like. Sorry. I mean, that yeah, they do kind of look like dogs, I guess, don't they? And then I would move on about my day, and I would tell everyone that I knew that I saw this great panda at the China Zoo.
That's a great strategy, Connor. When asked about the pandas, the zoo went the opposite way, saying,
yep, they were dogs.
Look, we got no pandas here, so we did this.
Yikes.
Many visitors accused the animal sanctuary of animal cruelty. However, zoo officials insisted the dog fishing scheme isn't harmful to the animals, saying people also dye their dogs' hairs. Natural dye can be used on dogs if they have long
fur. Yeah, I don't think they need to be tried for animal cruelty. It's probably just give people their money back. Send them home. Sorry, we couldn't pull a fast one on you.
Many social
Didn't
media
work.
Users said, what's the big deal? The dogs are cute.
They should have a dog enclosure at the zoo. I mean, they already have the goat one, mm-hmm. where you could go in there and hang and roll around with the goats.
Would you go to like a dog petting zoo section at Henry Dorley? Like, obviously, Henry Dorley would be above this. It'd be one of the lesser zoos.
I
think you'd get some people like, oh, I can go over there and pet some dogs. Okay.
I think it would take people away from the goats and the pigs. Or maybe, I don't think they have the pig barnyard anymore.
No. I hate
Did they
that
move
part
the pigs up there?
I hate that part of the zoo.
You don't like the goats?
I don't like my kid petting goats. It feels like a dirty animal.
Oh, it is horrifyingly dirty. The whole zoo is disgusting.
Yeah.
There's, like I said, Josh, you just have to succumb to it at some point. But I like to roll around with the goats every once in a while. I definitely wash my hands after that.
Oh, you would? Okay.
Yes.
They have hand sanitizer right there.
They're nice, though. They rub up against you. You could pet them with their little brush. I like the goats.
Yeah, they are really nice.
Yeah. I used to be able to like, go in there and touch the pigs, too, but I don't think they have the pigs.
I don't think they do.
They don't have the pigs in there anymore. But it wouldn't be surprising if some zoo just threw a couple dogs in there, too.
Yeah,
I don't think that'd be a bad play, honestly.
You'd have to make sure that they're the right kind of dog, but it could work.
Like good dogs?
Yeah.
Couple good ones from the YouTube stream. Amazing Daniel writes in, until one barks. You could trick me. Yeah, until it barks.
Yeah,
I don't know. You still might be able to get me after that. It's like, why is it barking then?
Pandas make that sound.
You've never seen this kind of panda before, have you? I guess not.
It means he likes you. Oh, the panda likes me?
Andrew says that there's a rabbit hole out there that says that pandas are fake.
Like birds aren't real?
Like birds aren't real. Pandas aren't real. And they're all just other animals.
Painted?
Painted, dyed as other, as pandas.
Mm.
Boy, these pandas are really good at fetch and rolling over, Charles says. Yippee says, the image in my head of Happer and the goat pin rolling around is something. I don't like literally roll around, but I'll hang out with the goats for sure. You don't hang out with the goats at the goat thing? You're too disgusted by their activity?
Oh, the child likes to, so we do, but...
In a way, Josh, we are really the attraction at the zoo.
Oh, is that a fact?
I mean, have you seen the people watching at the zoo? It's incredible. It's better than the strip in Las Vegas.
There is good people watching at the zoo.
People got their kids on leashes.
Leashes.
Every single one of them's got a pretzel. There's a giant bag of popcorn that's being spilled everywhere. There's the fat kid, you know, two-handing a giant Diet Coke. That's the zoo.
These are insanely accurate portrayals of the zoo.
That's the zoo, Josh. The zoo isn't the gorillas. That's the zoo.
He's going to the splash park, swimming in a t-shirt, letting the soaker go up his shorts.
I pay for a membership on that, not the damn pandas. That's the odd news. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Connor.
We'll come back noon hour. Time to explain to you all the Happer coefficient, something that I have created that is probably pointless. Next on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.